This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowing support for Russia's, quote, just fight during a summit with President Vladimir Putin. We get the latest now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The leaders met at Russia's most important domestic satellite launch center for a summit that underscores how their interests are aligning in the face of their country's separate intensifying confrontations with the United States. Putin is thought to be seeking munitions from North Korea to resupply his army in Ukraine, and Kim likely wants both help with satellite launches and economic aid in return. The talks lasted 4 to 5 hours, after which Kim left. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The number of dead keeps rising in Libya from floods. It now stands at 5,300 people. Here's VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
An excavator covers bodies in a mass grave as Libyans started burying their dead on Tuesday in Derna after the devastating storm that wiped out a quarter of their city. Videos from Saturday and Sunday from the coastal city of around 125,000 inhabitants showed wrecked neighborhoods, their buildings washed out, and cars slipped on their roofs in streets covered in mud and rubble. Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A 5-month-old baby boy has drowned during a rescue operation off Lampedusa's, Italy's southernmost island, struggles to cope with an unprecedented number of migrants arriving by sea from North Africa. Prosecutor Giovanni De Leo said 112 vessels arrived on Tuesday, carrying more than 5,000 migrants. Migrant landings continued on Wednesday, with about 1,300 new arrivals by the end of morning. This is VOA News. Hundreds of political prisoners in Bahrain suspended a hunger strike after the government promised to improve prison conditions, according to a civil rights group, as the Gulf state's crown prince heads to Washington to improve ties. The death toll from the earthquake in Morocco is now approaching 3,000, and the number of people injured is more than doubled to 5,500. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Injured residents were evacuated via helicopter Tuesday from the hard-hit rural town of Talat Yaqub, where international search and rescue teams continue working to find victims and any possible survivors from Friday's 6.8 magnitude quake that struck high in the Atlas Mountains. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, International Red Cross Moroccan Operations Director Carolyn Holt said Red Cross teams are on the ground, supporting authorities in search and rescue operations, which are facing a number of logistical challenges in the remote area.
Challenges include roads blocked by debris, difficulty in accessing fuel for vehicles in these high mountain ranges, and broken water supplies, which brings with it the very real risk of disease and infection if people are unable to access safe and clean water.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been talking for months about accomplishing a potentially impossible task, passing bipartisan legislation within the next year that both encourages the rapid development of artificial intelligence and mitigates its biggest risks. On Wednesday, the New York Democrat is convening a meeting of some of the country's most prominent technology executives to ask them to tell Congress what they should do. The closed-door forum on Capitol Hill will include some of the industry's biggest names, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, X and Tesla's Elon Musk, as well as former Microsoft CEO Bill Gates. All 100 senators are invited. The public is not. Taylor Swift won 4 televised awards at Tuesday's MTV Video Music Awards. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
It's me. Taylor Swift won the top honor, Video of the Year, for Antihero. NSYNC reunited to present the Pop Award, which also went to Swift, and she could not get over them.
Like, are you doing something? What's going to happen now? What are you, there's something they're gonna do something, and I need to know what it is.
Other winners include Ice Spice, Stray Kids, SZA, and Nicki Minaj. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
H&M plans to sell secondhand clothes and accessories at its flagship store in London as pressure increases on fast fashion companies to curb their environmental impact by encouraging the reuse and recycling of garments. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.